As a political rhetoric over immigration rages on this campaign season, new data from nonpartisan immigration think tank New American Economy focuses on the economics of immigrants.
The organization, which was started by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, looked at newly released microdata from the 2016 census and found here in Phoenix, immigrants hold nearly $14 billion in spending power and contributed more than $4.6 billion in state and local taxes. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So this is part of New American Economy's Map the Impact project, which shows at the local and national level how immigrants contribute economically. For more on this, I got a hold of Hannah Siegel via Skype. She's the organization's managing director. And she says this is all about illustrating the economic imperative of immigration reform. I started by asking her to break down that big stat for us, that immigrants here have nearly $14 billion in spending power. What does that mean?
So spending power is what they're left to go out into the community as consumers and spend. And immigrants are really, really important community members in lots of ways. But one of the ways is that they help, you know, businesses, restaurants, everything you have in Phoenix stay afloat.
And you also looked at some of the things that are often in the political rhetoric around immigrants, right? So you looked at how much immigrants pay in taxes, for example. What did you find there?
Yeah. So like you said, there is a lot of rhetoric around immigration. And I think a lot of times it belies the real story, which is that immigrants are lifting and contributing to cities just like Phoenix. So in Phoenix, immigrants paid $3.1 billion in federal taxes and almost $1.5 billion in state and local taxes. So those are significant contributions that you often don't hear about in the national conversation about immigration.
Yeah. Do those numbers, are you looking at undocumented immigrants as well, or how are you defining immigrants here?
Yeah. So this new data looks at the census, and the census takes into account all immigrants. So naturalized citizens, green card holders, temporary visa holders, refugees, asylees, undocumented immigrants, everybody who, you know, was born abroad and is living here.
Okay. I want to talk about some of the findings here about entrepreneurship. You found that immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurs than others. By how much?
69% in Phoenix. And if you think about it, immigration is sort of an entrepreneurial act in and of itself. So nationwide, immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurs than native-born Americans. A lot of times, you know, immigrants come here, they may not have widespread networks. Sometimes starting a business is really the best way to gain a foothold in a community. So immigrants in Phoenix are 69% more likely to be entrepreneurs than the native-born population. And there are 62,000, a little more actually, immigrant entrepreneurs in Phoenix, which also means that they're huge job creators for the area.
What industries here are most economically impacted by immigrants, did you find?
Yeah, so in the Phoenix area, immigrants support industries across the spectrum. Immigrants make up 40.7%, almost 41% of the agriculture industry, which is an industry that suffers from labor shortages all over the country. So really, immigrants are helping to fill these gaps in the labor force that not only allow the agriculture industry to thrive, but also related industries all down the chain. Immigrants also make up 32.7% of the administrative support industry, 31.5% of the construction industry, almost 28% of the general services industry. So those are a lot of those main street businesses like a hair salon or a nail salon, a dry cleaner, and more than 25% of the manufacturing industry in Phoenix.
So overall, when you look at these findings and the many more that you have, I'm sure, what do you think this says about the impact that immigrants have in this city in particular? Like, how do we compare to other cities around the country in terms of this impact?
Yeah, well, Phoenix, like a lot of other major cities, has a big immigrant population. 14.6% of the Phoenix population are immigrants. That's a little bit higher than the national stat, which is 13.5%. Mm-hmm. And so cities really benefit from immigrants. Immigrants are starting businesses. Immigrants are creating jobs. Immigrants are taxpayers and consumers and really active, important members of the community that are also fueling the local economy. So I think in the Phoenix metro area, like in so many other cities, immigrants are a really important part of fueling that local economy.
All right. Hannah Siegel is the managing director with New American Economy. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Thanks so much, Lauren.